A snowman, Halloween, the tragically hip, and a whole lot more in this week's New Movies and Music Thursday. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Chris Mezick.
He calls himself the Snowman Killer. He's completely insane. What's that cheeky grinning? Come on down. The only thing we know for sure is that he's playing games with us.
It's the Snowman, Chris.
If I didn't already know what this movie was about and I only heard that clip, I would just assume it's about a guy who kills snowmen. Like that jerk in the neighborhood who sees kids having fun building snowmen, then he walks by and he's like, nah,
knocks
not
it
on
over.
My block.
Knocking over snowmen.
What's it actually about?
Yeah. Well, it's a murder mystery, Chris. It stars Michael Fassbender.
So like I was saying.
Yeah. Here we go. And I'm... Somebody's at the door. Did you get the door? No, it stars Michael Fassbender, Rebecca Ferguson, Charlotte Gainsbourg, Jonas Carlson. It's even got J.K. Simmons running around for good measure. And I was so excited to see him. Val Kilmer.
Ooh.
Makes a return to the big screen. I haven't seen him in a movie in a long time. I know he's been dealing with some health issues, so it was great to see him back there. I only wish he was used a lot better in the story. I did see this movie, and my review will be up on Rivet most likely tomorrow.
Cool.
It was interesting. I got to tell you, I've noticed this more and more and more over the last couple of years in that when you see a movie trailer, a lot of times the scenes that you see in the trailer are not in the movie.
Hmm.
And in this case, with this trailer... does a great job of describing the movie and what's happening in it. If only some of those scenes were actually in the movie,
wow.
It would help explain so much more, actually. And I think it would give a different twist on it because this one just felt like there were a few gaps. And it was good. It was good, and the photography was great. But like I said, my review will be coming up on Rivet tomorrow. And yeah, what else do we got going on? We got Wonderstruck. That's the big one that's coming out this week, Wonderstruck.
Why do I not know what it is?
I know. It stars Oakes Fegley, and he is he was that kid in that movie that with the big tree that Liam Neeson was the voice for that came out earlier this year.
Oh, The Monster?
The Monster, yeah. Julianne Moore is in it, Michelle Williams, Millicent Simmons is in it. That's supposedly the big draw, but... I think the one that everybody's really looking forward to, because they've been waiting for like 2 years now, Geostorm.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out in theaters.
Really, I've been lighting up the message board since last year, March,
wondering
where is this freaking movie?
How come this movie keeps getting pushed off? And I can't understand why. It's all about a government having the power to control the weather. And it stars Gerard Butler. So it's got to be good. Also, Jim Sturgis, Abby Cornish, Alexandra Maria Lara, and it's executive produced by Jerry Bruckheimer. So, I mean, come on. You know, it's got to be action-packed, fun
and
goodness. Yeah.
Probably level the entire world.
Yeah. You know,
it's another
disaster flick, and you know what? As long as it's like an hour and 25 minutes, it's probably going to be fairly entertaining.
Yeah,
you know?
I'll give it that.
Sunday afternoon. Watching on Netflix.
Yeah.
All right, let's do new music.
Yeah, let's move on to some seasonally appropriate tunes coming out this week. Obviously, if you don't already know that theme, that's written by John Carpenter from his classic Halloween movie. The reason we're talking about him today is because Friday sees the release of the anthology of movie themes that John Carpenter wrote for all of his films. I think this is the first time that all of those themes have been collected under one roof, I guess, in one record.
Label,
yeah.
he's
put out two albums recently of new stuff. And did a tour last year and is coming back soon in a few weeks. I'm going to see him again. Highly recommend checking that out if you're a fan of any of his films. It's just really cool to see the soundtracks come to life with a live band and everything. Let's see, what else do we got?
You know, he's always been so good with, like, music and the scenes.
Atmosphere.
Really cool.
Just nails it and... most of his films. I mean,
well,
there's a couple of clunkers in his...
He's got more than a couple clunkers. But, you know, I mean, it's It's fun. Oh, yeah. You know, and real quick, a great reference in Happy Death Day, which was out last week.
Yeah.
On the guy's dorm room wall was a picture for was a movie poster for They Live.
Nice.
Yeah. So
perfect. One of my favorites.
Yeah. So yeah, going real deep there.
Yeah.
All right. Way to take us way off the subject here.
Some other seasonally appropriate music. Gwar has a new record out. It's called The Blood of Gods, and this is cool because it's the first album without Odorous Urungus. Of course, Dave Brocky passed away a couple of years ago. The band has been soldiering on ever since, and even you know, made his death a part of that first tour. The whole premise of that whole tour after he died was that the band was searching for their lost lead singer, and they got some fill-in guy in the meantime to help in that quest. And I don't know what the theme of this album is, but I think this is finally like the Odorous is gone, we're still a band.
Moving on.
Yeah, we're still searching for our path to Valhalla or whatever.
Everybody deals with grief differently.
And, yeah.
This is how Gwar deals with
it. Yeah, they deal with it with blood and guts and other bodily fluids.
God bless them.
Yeah. some other stuff coming out, a couple of indie rock things. This band Bully, new album called Losing. Also this band Destroyer, the new... are they a band? Is it a solo thing? I forget.
I
haven't heard that name in a while since I did college radio. But the new record is called Ken.
Just Ken.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's anatomically correct.
Also, we have a new record from this doom metal duo called Bellwitch. I think they wrote a 60-minute long song, and it's called Mirror Reaper.
Hmm.
Again, another album that sounds like it'd be perfect for Halloween.
Yeah, right. Totally. Let's do some music news now. Some kind of sad news. Singer Gord Downie of the Tragically Hip passed away. He announced a couple months ago that he had brain cancer. Mm. Wow, is he like revered in Canada? Prime Minister Justin Trudeau fought back tears yesterday while making the announcement to Parliament. He was like, he wept openly on television about the loss. Neil Young, fellow Canadian, said, "You have always been a true Canadian artist. My condolences to your whole family and all of Canada. What a great gift of music you have left here for us." Also, Drake chiming in, another Canadian artist, Feist as well. You know, the band didn't have like that huge worldwide impact, but boy, in its home country, they loved the Tragically Hip.
I wonder if it's too much of a stretch to say that Gord Downie was in some ways almost like the Canadian Tom Petty.
Yeah.
You know, as far as like a beloved songwriter, maybe not quite.
I'm going to go to Bruce Springsteen for it. Because, you know, there's so many songs kind of about life in Canada. About playing hockey in small towns. And,
like incredibly relatable stuff if you're Canadian.
Exactly. You know, he relates experiences in song that everybody's had.
Cool.
So, bummer news there. This is Ed Sheeran fans. He's had to cancel a couple shows because he had a bike accident.
He's broken.
Somebody broke Ed Sheeran. It's true.
We don't mean to laugh at Sheeran, but
it's kind of a. He had a bike accident. He damaged his arm, wrist, and ribs. He's gonna be laid up for about a month.
Yeah. So he's fine.
He's fine.
But can you imagine being the person who hit him with your car? At, like that shock of like, oh crap, I just hit a biker. Oh crap, it's Ed Sheeran. Oh crap, he's like an international megastar.
Right? You know, and he's got like a really rabid fan base. I mean, there's going to be people, you know. Who did this to you? Who did this to Ed Sheeran? We must know.
That person,
you know,
is like calling up Steve Bartman right now looking for tips on how to get away from the public.
Right. Right. Or that dentist that killed the lion, you know. Yeah. It's like, remember that? Anyway. All right, Ed Sheeran. Get well soon, buddy. We hope you're back out there making your special kind of brand of music that only you can make. real soon. All right, that is it for us today. Thanks a lot for listening, as always. This has been a new Music and Movies Thursday, or is it a Movies and Music Thursday? I don't know, but you can hear all of them and more at on our podcast channels, iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. And yeah, that's it for us. Bye. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Chris Mezick.